Hi guys, welcome back again to another amazing episode of your favorite podcast, Comment Session with Niger Fan Girl. Yes, I remember last episode we had an amazing moment which I share with you that our slogan for this year is no grief for anybody. Yes, so that's so interesting. I really love that slogan. Also, no grief for anybody to break your heart in this 2024. Yes, so in this season, in this new year, we are going to be talking about how to overcome your challenges in your relationships, how to have a better relationships. So I want you to tell me your stories. Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can have the best relationship in 2024. And also, I'm going to be sharing some stories with you, which you can learn from. You can also drop your comments. I really want to hear from you guys. Yeah, so over the week, I got a message on the social media platform someone sent to me, and I'm going to be reading the messages to you now, and I want you to drop your comments, learn from it. I really want to hear from you guys. So this is the story. It says, I have always had a crush on my partner's best friend, and it's been torturous trying to hide my feelings. From the moment I met them, there was an instant connection, a spark that I couldn't ignore. As time went on, my feeling grew stronger, and I found myself constantly thinking about them even when I was with my partner. It's a difficult situation because not only do I care deeply for my partner, but our best friend is also an important person in both of our lives. We often spend time together as a group, and every interaction with them becomes a mix of joy and pain. I found myself stealing glances, searching for any sign that they might feel the same way, but it is all in vain. I've tried to bury these feelings, convincing myself that they are fleeting and meaningless. But the truth is, they consume my thoughts and make me question the loyalty and commitment I have towards my partner. It's an internal struggle, torn between the love I have and the desire I feel. I haven't shared the secret with anyone, not even my closest friends. It's a burden I carry alone, afraid of the consequences it could have on my relationship and the friendships involved. I don't want to jeopardize what I have, but at the same time, I can't deny the intensity of our emotions. For now, I continue to play the role of the supportive partner while battling the inner turmoil caused by this secret crush. I am left wondering if these feelings will ever fade or if they will forever linger, complicating the dynamics of the relationships involved. Wow, this is indeed amazing. Oh my god. Yeah, so my friend here is saying he has a relationship, at the same time he's crushing on his girlfriend friend best friend. Yes, so he's asking if this feeling is ever going to fade away or it's going to linger forever. Yes, I know you might not like what I want to say, but let me just say this frankly. My friend, you are a cheat. Yes. How can you be in love with someone and also crushing on your best on your partner's best friend? Why? Is it that your best friend, your partner's best friend is more beautiful than your partner, even though she is? I think there's more to relationship. You call her your lover, you call her your partner, and you are already in love with her. And I'm sure love, commitment has taken place already in that relationship. So why will you also be crushing on your partner best friends? I think this is so bad. Yes, I think this is just flex. It is not love. Yes, and remember, if your partner should hear about this, it's going to affect your relationship. So I think you should just take your mind off a friend, focus more on your relationship, see reasons why you have to love her more. Since you said you truly love her, see reasons why you have to love her more. Spend more time with your partner, Yes. And show her more love, hang out together. Yeah, let there be romance. Let there be romance in the air. Yes, when you are with your partner. And I think these are some of the things you should do, and I think it's gonna really help you avoid your partner, best friend. Yes, stop spending time with the both of them together. Avoid her. Yes, let your partner see reason why. Let your partner see reasons why you don't want a friend around. Yes, that is it. You have to just be frank. If you know you truly love your babe and you don't want the relationship to scatter, so you just have to avoid your partner's best friend. Yes, and let her see reasons why she should not be around you always. So what do you guys think? I don't want to just do the talking. That is why the podcast is here. I want you to drop your comments also at the comment section. What do you guys think? What is the solution? Drop your ideas and I'll be here to listen to you. And also don't forget, our dear friend, we also want to learn from you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, yes, of our podcast. I love you guys so much, and don't forget, you're hanging out with Ninja Fine Girl. See you next time on our next episode. Bye-bye.